Very nice to have you here.
This is a continuation of interviews with William C. Palmer, Robert Brown, the interviewer, in Clinton, New York, August 22nd, 1981. Today we're going to look at a series of your work, try to, by looking at these representative examples, have you explain what you were trying to do, how it reflected your training at that point, the evolution of your own style. Now this first one we're looking at is, I suppose, a study for a mural or in a mural class. Is this the mid from the 20s?
This was painted in 1926. When I was a student of Thomas Benton, I studied with him in the afternoon after studying with Kenneth Hayes Miller in the morning. And at this time, I was extremely interested in probably the one thing I've been interested in from the beginning was organization and design. That was what I seemed to have been trained for. Organization, unity, the picture plane, relationships of shape, color, pattern, and in the unity of these two teachers came through their devotion to the Renaissance. And I was introduced at a very early age into the great tradition of the art of painting, where it was the art of painting which was more important than the subject matter. The subject matter, we all were led to believe, existed in the world in which we lived, not in the world in which someone else lived. So consequently, all of my work stemmed from my observation of the world around me. And it still happens so today. It hasn't changed a bit in the 60 years in which I've been working.
In short, you were strongly encouraged to develop your own way of seeing things.
To see oneself in the world around you. That's the hardest thing, is to try to explain yourself to yourself or your paintings to yourself. The problem of the painting has always been in making it a painting. It would be easy enough if one had had a pattern to follow, or to have a mirror image of something, but to discover within one's own work something which was uniquely your own vision. So consequently, this was what I have learned to do.
At this point, were you very far along toward getting your own vision?
More or less.
This is very rather rigid, isn't it?
It's a very, very architectural. Mm-hmm. It was architectural in the same way that the Cubist painting was architectural, mm-hmm. and the forms. This design was made up of what? It was made up of those pictorial grammar which we use. Diagonals, verticals, horizontals, curvilinear, light, halftone, dark. Those are the units which we work with, and we work with those today just the same as then. At this time in New York City, there was a tremendous amount of construction going on.
Yes.
The building of the 20s in New York, when the skyscrapers started going up, the building of Radio City and the great building of the Empire State, and consequently it was a very much a part of the subject matter in which we not only were involved with, building a new world, but also in the visual aspect of these interesting kind of tensions of building things. I guess building is what we were more interested in than anything else.
Now with Benton, what was his influence in his teaching?
Benton's influence was thoroughly an encouragement. Of course, the class was a life class, and we were always drawing from the model, supposedly, but I would never found drawing from the model very interesting. It was such a bore to just keep drawing buttocks and breasts. And I was always making and had been trained by Gordon Robinson to make sketches of my ideas and sketches of the things that I observed. So when Benton would come to give me a crit, he would say, "Well, Palmer, what have we got in our books today?" He didn't pay much attention to my drawings of the nude, but he wanted to see